About 50 protesters carried signs, played music, and shouted their support for Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry as the vice president was speaking at Wallscraft Industries. Among them was a La Crosse attorney. Maureen Friedland was also among protesters when the president held a campaign rally in La Crosse in May. Friedland says the only concern during the protest of Cheney is they would have liked to have been in a more visible place.
The police have been very cordial, and they've allowed people to come in, and they're not close-range videotaping like they were last time, and they're not here with horses like they were last time, horses that are nuzzling people out of the way, and they're letting us mingle and congregate and carry our signs and carry on our protest as we have a right to be doing.
Protesters lined the street overlooking but about a block from where Cheney was speaking. Protesters complained videotaping by police in May was intimidating, and they were also moved from what they thought was a prearranged protest site. The Sheriff's Department has been asked to investigate police action at that event. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.